Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hey, Julia here. If you'd like to grow your agency with a new free traffic source, we've put together a free resource for you called the Agency Traffic Blueprint, which outlines how you can acquire free organic traffic for your agency's website using Powered by Marketing. You can get that at getrubyrobin.com/blueprint or check the description of this episode for the link.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I'm your host, Julia McLaughlin. My guest today is Shyla Collier, who is the founder of Premier Social Media. Shyla is passionate about helping other business owners, loves Photoshop, and is a networking guru who is dedicated to her clients. Today, we're going to be discussing Shyla's journey of building her agency and what she's learned along the way. So thank you so much for joining us today, Shyla.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So to get started, let's dive into a couple questions so our listeners can get to know you a little bit.
Sure.
So what would you say really motivates you as an entrepreneur?
I really love helping people. So it's so rewarding to see, you know, businesses change from nothing to something. So that's probably what motivates me. As far as like in the business realm, another thing that motivates me to work hard is my son.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I love that. It's so important to have that why, you know, and then, you know, when times get tough, you've got that driving force behind you that just helps propel you forward.
Definitely.
Yeah. So how did you get into digital marketing?
Yeah. So I started with a degree in advertising and then I had an internship. It was for marketing and PR at a community college, actually.
Yeah.
And then of course with business ownership, I've been an entrepreneur since I was a little girl, actually making all these little businesses and stuff.
Yeah.
I'd say since I was about 10, but even at 5, we were trying to make money. So I've always been a hustler. And then also I actually was at an SBA thing and I helped teach a social media marketing class. And so I realized, wow, I know a lot about this. And so that was what I wanted to do.
Awesome. So yeah, tell us about your journey of starting Premier Social Media.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting. Basically with all of my, you know, previous experience, and then I had a corporate job and I was, I don't know if you would say let go, because they had a family member that wanted to get in there. So they really actually were the ones who said, you should start your own agency. They gave me a severance pay to do it. And they actually were my first client. So from day one, I had a client and I wouldn't have had that idea because I always just thought, oh, you know, I'll work for a big ad agency and be the CEO of it or something like that. But instead, then it gave me the idea, okay, yeah, let's do this. And then even like the chamber here was like, oh, we want you to teach right again on day one. And they're like, we'll pay for your business license. And it was just crazy how everything fell into place. So that's really how I started my agency.
That's really cool. And then, so, all right. So you had your first big client. That's really cool. And then, so how did you, you know, in the early days, bring on more clientele?
So almost everything we do was on Facebook. I was literally one of the very first members of Facebook. Personally, and then also when they branched out to business pages too, I owned a photography company at that point in time. So it was one of the first business pages too. Mostly Facebook, but of course, you know, directory listings, your website, everything else, that has to do with pretty much we do all of social. So anything online we do, and that's really how we got clients, but really word of mouth too, because I own women's networking groups. So that really helps a lot of women in our community. Those are obviously for in the Phoenix area, but that's helped too, but mostly Facebook, I would say, if I were to pick, you know, Facebook and word of mouth. Networking, I did a ton of at the beginning too.
Yeah. Networking is huge for sure. Mm-hmm. And then, so you started your own networking group as well.
Yeah. So I started that almost 10 years ago. I think in February, it's 10 years. It's going to be 10 years. So now we have three and they're all going strong.
That's so awesome. That's such a great idea to get yourself out there, you know, instead of, you know, going out and joining all these different networking events, bring everyone to you and start your own event. Why not?
Yeah. And it also, you know, if there's some clients that can't afford the expensive services, then it gives me a really good place to put, you know, those clients too. So we really have something for every single price point, which is very cool.
That's awesome. Very cool. So, you know, fast forward to today, how are you typically bringing leads into your agency now?
I would say it's the same thing. It's pretty much mostly word of mouth, but then we're still doing Facebook. Google brings us quite a bit too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, those are the main things.
And then just do the networking events as well. That must be a great way to bring in leads as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And all of us help each other find leads. So it's very cool. So it's not just like, you know, a networking group that you go to and there's a bunch of people and they're random people all the time. It's always the same people and, you know, one person per field, that kind of thing. So there's not competition in each one, but we do have three. So they're in different areas.
Yeah.
And so yeah, that helps a lot for me, but also helps a lot for all the ladies that are in it too.
Yeah. Very cool. So how do you differentiate yourselves from other agencies?
So I would say really honesty is key to all of it and working hard. We don't promise anything. Like, you know, some agencies will be like, oh, I promise you this many likes. And no one can do that. That's not how it works. What we do is tell you, we're going to do this, 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 and this for you. And we're going to do it in a timely manner. And we're going to do exactly what we say. And that's what I base it on. Also, if they come to me and say, hey, I want, you know, every type of social media, you know, sell me that, then I'm like, no, you don't need this, that, and the other. Let's put you in what you actually need. What's going to bring you ROI? What's going to work for you? So,
yeah. Yeah. So you really help build trust early on by just having that transparency and trying to, you know, offer them what is genuinely going to help them, not just, you know, what's going to, you know, bring in a paycheck.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Interesting. So what would you say has been the biggest overall challenge that you've had to overcome as you've grown Premier Social Media?
Yeah, I think it's always hard when you're growing because you're trying to find workers.
Yeah.
And that's probably been the biggest thing in all of it, actually, because it's very hard to find workers these days and good workers.
Yeah. So yeah. Someone that fits in with your culture.
Thing. Yeah. And then, you know, and then COVID, of course, made everything interesting. But it helped us even because more clients came in actually during those times. However, it was really hard to keep up because then, you know, I went from like three assistants to one assistant and then to pretty much none right now. But I have other workers too, but everyone's working remotely and stuff like that. And then you're still paying for your office as well. All of those type of things are interesting as far as to navigate through all of that. So I would say finding workers is the biggest thing.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's a challenge I hear across the board.
Yeah.
You know, if you had one growth tip that you could share with any up and coming entrepreneurs, what would that be?
A growth tip. I would say that transparency is great. Like if you give, well, good customer service, mm-hmm. and if you're treating people the way that you want to be treated and tell them exactly how it is, then that's obviously going to grow your business. We've gone up every single year since I started. And I know that that's why I'm always there for my clients. You know, we respond way quicker than most agencies out there. I know it's mm-hmm. usually like, okay, 24 hours, which that's what we say, but some of my clients, they respond to in a couple minutes. So,
yeah,
you know, and also I like to be the point of contact, even though I do have other workers, mm-hmm. I'd rather be the point of contact. So they know that they're talking to, you know, the person that cares and the person in charge. So I think that all of that really helps. Also, even writing a book, you can see I have three books back there. Writing a book is huge to the growth. I mean, once I wrote that first one, it just opened up. The possibilities were endless, and my business literally went up 50% overnight. So
wow.
I highly suggest that to anyone, any business owner, no matter what field they're in.
That's really interesting. So with writing the book, mm-hmm. was it because you were promoting the book that was bringing in the business?
No, it's that you have a whole nother level of credibility.
Yeah.
And so that was really what I did it for, was the credibility in business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you get better speaking engagements. Also, more people hire you because they know you're credible. And I really don't use mine to make sales. I don't. I use it to, you know, you can give away the books and stuff like that. So
yeah,
it's more just 100% credibility with that.
Okay.
But then also then, you know, this is number two book and the number three book. Those people contacted me and were like, do you want to be part of our book? Sure. That's awesome. So it opened up more possibilities than two. And then, one of those is an Amazon bestseller, which is great too for credibility. So yeah, that's definitely what I used it for.
Definitely. So, which is your most recent book?
So it's, Redesign Your 9 to 5, which is that one. and that one's a collaborative of, I think, about 20 business owners, and we tell our business journey.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the first one in the front, that was a social media one that I created. And mm-hmm. then the other one is actually a mom's book. And that one has 107 different women, but I talk about being a 24/7 single supermom business owner and still, you know, creating traditions and stuff like that with your kids and still finding the time for them. So it's still, they all tie into business.
Yes, I will definitely grab those names and put them in the description of the podcast as well. So if anyone's okay, listening awesome. And they're interested in, you know, learning about the Redesign Your 9 to 5 or the you know, working as a mom, they can definitely know where to get those.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Perfect. So, you know, we're getting ready to wrap up here shortly, but is there any, you know, words of wisdom or final thoughts that you would like to share with our listeners? So any agency owners who may be listening?
Yeah, I would just say, like, reach for the stars, because there's no end to what you can achieve. And that's what I always live by. I'm always, you know, hustling for them in new things and better things and better ways to make my agency better. Mm-hmm. And I think some people are kind of like, oh, this is all that I can do. But no, you can do everything. There's so much and it never ends. And you're just always, you know, better yourself. So,
yes, absolutely. And then so where do you see Premier Social Media in 5 years time?
I would say my goal is always to grow at least 10% each year, which mm-hmm. I have done. So that's a good place. I don't really want to get insanely huge. I would never want to be a GoDaddy or anything like that.
Yeah.
I do like more of the ma and pa feel.
Yep.
So, I would think we'll probably always be pretty much the same feel as what we have now. Cause I just don't like it so big. I even tried to like franchise my, networking groups, and it's too much, honestly. And I really like to focus on my son. So I'll probably always be kind of the ma and pa type shop of, you know, social media and digital marketing. So I don't see it going anywhere crazy, but I love what I do and I love where it's at. So.
Do you have a goal that you would like to get to, with regards to like a number of team members or a number of clients that you would like to bring on, say in 5 years time, or you're happy with the size you guys are at?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with the size that we're at. We did have, let's see, 5 networking groups at once, but of course I want to focus on the 3 that are doing the best.
Yes.
And I want to grow those. And that's really what I'm focused on as far as the networking group portion of it goes. But of course we offer all of online marketing. But yeah, I don't really have a number or anything. It's just, you know, I just take it day by day, but I'm always, like I said, always hustling for more.
Yes.
That's what I do. So
is the networking tied in with your agency or is it separate?
It's tied in. Yeah. So it's one of the services that we offer. So we actually do social media management and training are big things, but then we also do graphic design, website design. We do a lot of, and then the networking groups, as well as everything else in between. Because we do lots of blogging, you know, email marketing, directory listings, lots of pretty much everything, search engine optimization. But yeah, so it is one service that my agency offers.
Okay. That's really interesting. I've never heard of any agencies doing that. So cool.
Yeah. It works well because honestly, networking is one of the biggest keys to marketing. And I think that's always like the missing piece of what people aren't doing. So when I realized that, like when I first got my agency, it was like, okay, we start trying all these different types of marketing myself because I wanted to see how it worked for my clients. So I always try everything first. See where it goes. And I realized, you know, that the networking mixed with the Facebook was like the hugest thing and what was bringing in the most ROI and probably what always will be unless something happens with Facebook, but I don't foresee that happening. So that's why I thought it was like number one key to have as an offering under Premier Social Media, because the networking groups actually came first, to be honest. And then I started the agency and then kind of combined everything.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes so much sense. That's really cool. And I think one thing about networking is you're right. It's so powerful for small businesses. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to have someone that holds you accountable because some people, you know, if you're introverted, you don't really want to go. It's really pushing yourself out of your comfort zone to go to those networking events. But when you have someone holding you accountable, you've got to show up and then you'll be so glad you did because you'll make all these great connections from it.
Yeah. And some of the members have been there since day one. So
yeah,
that's really cool that they always want to stick around because they see the value of it too. So
yeah, that's awesome. I love it. All right. Well, we are getting ready to move on to the fast five, which are five rapid fire questions.
Okay.
So what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
So to be honest, I am not a reader, and that's really silly since I write. So I don't read books at all, actually.
Yeah.
I just write them because I love writing them. I more research online. So I'd rather research, you know, what's the top trends and stuff like that in social media. And that's more the thing that I'm focused on, which will help me.
Okay. Do you have a favorite, you know, website that gives you like inspiration or podcast or anything like that?
I'd say Social Media Examiner is a big one that I followed since day one and probably even since before I had my agency. And so that has lots of great information.
Perfect. And what does your morning routine look like? I'm sure you're super busy. You're a single mom. So yeah, what do you do in the morning to prepare for the day?
So I actually like right when I wake up, I decompress in my own bed and answer all the emails and all the questions and all everything else that comes in. And I usually do that for about an hour in the morning. And that just makes me wake up and then go get my coffee and then start the day.
Okay. Very good. Is there a CEO that you follow or study?
I don't really think so per se.
No. Okay. And what is your favorite online tool?
So Canva, hands down. I know I said I love Photoshop, but Canva is amazing, especially for social media type things. It's great. And I love that it's, you know, like a cloud and it saves everything and you can upload whatever you want into there. It stays there forever. So it would be so hard for me to go through and find all my client stuff, but instead it's in the different Canva accounts that we have forever. So and then it's so simple to use. You can make graphics very quickly, and that would be hands down my favorite tool.
Do you make a different Canva account for each of your clients?
I don't, but we do have like two separate accounts just because from the earlier days, like say I, you know, we do a whole bunch of graphics from one or something like that, or someone has like, you know, hundreds of pictures. I don't want to put those in the main account. So that would go into the other one.
Right.
So we don't have to delete all those in the main account. So usually that's when we do that, is if we want to download tons of pictures, then we'll do it in the other account.
Interesting. I know I was like so loyal to Adobe. And then, yeah, as soon as I started using Canva, I was like, wow, what a great invention. Yes. It's such a time saver. It's so convenient.
It is. Yeah. And that's how I felt. I never thought I wouldn't be solely using Photoshop, but yeah, hands down. Obviously, if we're making logos or something like that, then we do it in Photoshop.
Yeah.
But all the small, you know, graphics for social and all that. Yeah. Hands down.
I know, it's amazing. And last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
Honestly, there's not really like one thing that I could hone in on that I really, you know, focus on. But I would say, you know, every, you know, challenge that you come up with is a learning tool. So I just look at that and then move on from it and turn it into a positive and learn from it. So I would say, you know, every single one that you go through helps you in business. But there wouldn't be really one that I would focus in on that, you know, was the worst or anything like that, because I try and live very positively.
Yeah.
So I can't even really think of one, to be honest, because I just learned from what's happened in the past. So
yeah. So you just stay, you know, really positive. You don't beat yourself up when something doesn't happen the way you want it to happen. You just treat it as a learning experience. Exactly. and try not to make that mistake again.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Awesome. I love that. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Shyla. It was a pleasure to have you on the podcast, and I really enjoyed chatting with you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.